Daf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. Will begin Mem Vav Amud Beis, the last line. Son Rabbanon, Ein Mechabdin Loi Bedrochim VeLoi Bigshorim VeLoi Biyadim VeLoi Biyadai Mezumais. There is Hilchas Derech Eretz, and which are related to many things. One of them is to be mechabed somebody who is a person, the chosh of a person, to be mechabed him. So you have and when you're entering a doorway, an entranceway, you're coming into a room or into a house, then you're mechabed, a person who's choshev, and he should go first. But when people are traveling, we're traveling on the road or crossing a bridge over there, this is not negeah. We don't, for the sake of the COVID, as some of the forshim speak out, we don't interrupt traffic, there's practical considerations. So that's not a place of COVID. It's a place where people have to go and go about their business. They have to, there's practical considerations, there's considerations for other people. So they're not mechabed when they're traveling, crossing bridges. As Tosfos mentions over here, Tosfos mentions, however, when they start off on the journey, then they should be mechabed. The prominent person should set out first. He should be given that, but during the course of the traveling, then you're not mechabed. And also not biyadai mezumois, that's for my machrayim. Now, we learned before that when we come to the last five, then we are given one, the one who's going to bench, he's given the my machrayim first, but that's for the purposes of preparing himself for benching. So, but then after that, he's given the Mayim Achrayim first, the one who's going to bench. There's no order in there. It's not considered. There's no Makom Chashivas. It's not a place and time Chashivas. Meaning to tell a person that you wash your hands first, that's not considered an honor. That's not dignified. So in a place where it's not a Makom of COVID, in a place where it's not appropriate for COVID, then we're not Mechavid. So to illustrate the point, they were traveling on the journey. His donkey went ahead of Abaye's, and he did not. It was not mechabed Abaye to say, "You go first." Omar. So Abaye thought, when they came from Eretz Yisrael, gaz ale daita, they became very arrogant. It wasn't mechabed. When they reached their destination, they came to the entrance of the shul. So there he was mechaved. Rav was mechaved to Abaye, and he said, "My master should go first." Abaye said, "Till now I was not your mar. I was not your master." Was not mechaved beforehand because it's not a makom kavod. You're only mechaved only a place, a doorway which has a mezuzah. Only if it has a mezuzah, the less of a mezuzah loiv, it doesn't have a mezuzah not. Elamiata, basic kinesis, basic measure, the less of a mezuzah, achinami, then machabi, and not machabid, in an answer way to shul, or a base measure that doesn't have a mezuzah. Elaima, rather, say the pshad is, mepesa, how royal a mezuzah. Doesn't mean if there's actually mezuzah or not. It means an entranceway which is a proper fixed entranceway, which one would put a mezuzah on, which has the halachas of a Pesach, a mashkev, and mezuzahs and a mashkev that has the halachas of a Pesach that you would put a mezuzah. So that's where you mechabed. That's a makom kavod, but not traveling. So a different halacha is that people who are joined together in a meal, one person is making a bracha for the other people. They're not allowed to eat until the one who makes the bracha, he ate from his kikar first. He ate from the kikar first. He ate from the kikar, then they're allowed to eat. Now, the Rishonim speak out, that's only if they're eating from the same loaf, from the same kikar. If each one has their own, then they do not have to wait. Yosef Rav Safra Kamar Litter. So he said that Einam Asubin Rishoyim, not Lecho, not the language Lecho, but rather they're not allowed to be Toyim, to taste. So he said, Yosef Rasava Kamar Lita Mitmar, not to eat, but rather what is mentioned is they're not allowed to taste. L'may Nafkamina, eating, tasting, it's the same idea. They can't take a bite until the Beitzea, the one who said the bracha, he took the bite first. But my nafkamina, really is no practical nafkamina halacha, but rather shechai vanam loymer veloshen rabbi, because he just wanted to be precise to record exactly what his rebbe said, because when saying over something from his rebbe, one has to be precise. Things could get misinterpreted, things could get lost in the translation and nuances. So therefore, one has to be absolutely precise when saying over what his rebbe said. And keeping in mind that this is Tarish Baal Peh, when things were not recorded, so everything was transmitted orally, so it had to be precise, so that's why he corrected it. If two people are eating from the same bowl, they have the same food, they're sharing together. If one stops, if one pauses and stops, the other one should stop as well. That's the Hilchos Derech Eretz, if one stops, the other should as well. Shloisha in Mamtina, but if the three people are joined together, eating together, and one person stops, the other two are not mechuyev to stop and wait for him. Another halacha, Beitzeyu, Poishe Yoroi, Tchila. The Beitzeya, the one that made the bracha on the Maitzi, he's the one that should eat first. He's the one that is mechuyev to eat first. But if he wants to bestow that honor on his Rebbe or someone who's greater, he's permitted. So, in the union of Kovet, he can be Michael, he's permitted to do so. Rabbi Bar Rav Chana Hava Asik Leila Brei, Be Rav Shmuel Bar Rav Katina. So, there was making the chasen for his son. Kadam Yosef Kamasan Leila Brei. So, he taught him Hilchas Birchas Amazon, the minigus to be Machabed the chasen with benching. So, he taught him Hilchas Birchas Amazon. So he taught him, "Ein baitzeya rashay levtzaya ad sheyich la'amen v'pi ha'ainim." The baitzeya, he one made the hamaitzi, he's not allowed to eat from the bread until the participants have completed saying amen. Till they said amen to his bracha, then he can start eating. Rav Chisda amar mipi roivainim. He said, not all of them, he said from the majority. Why are you making this distinction? So you're saying Ruba, you must wait for the Roy, for the majority, because otherwise they haven't finished Amen, the bracha is not completed. So you can't eat yet. So miyutinami loikalya bracha. Well, even if it's a minority, the bracha has not been completed. The Amen hasn't been completed by all the participants. No, because those, that miyud that are still saying amen, they're dragging out the amen. It's not proper to drag out the amen. It misconstrues the meaning of it. So even though we say that answering amen, that's part and parcel of bracha, the bracha is not completed until you hear amen, but that's not an appropriate amen. The miyud, if they're still saying amen, they're dragging it out. It's not appropriate, and therefore it's not for that. You don't wait for an inappropriate answering. Tan Rabbanus, we're discussing amen. Tan Rabbanan einoinim lo amen chatufa. You don't answer an amen chatufa. That's snatched away. That's not properly pronounced. It has to be amen with a comment. If he says amen without saying amen, that's amen chatufa. That's improper. Veloy amen chatufa. And not cut off if the nun at the end is not clearly pronounced. If he says ome instead of saying amen. V'loy amen yisayma, and not an orphaned amen. So Rashi explains and says this as well, that it's an amen that you don't know what you're saying amen to. So it's like yisayma, like an orphan doesn't have a parent, doesn't know where it comes from. It doesn't have the in front of him who he's coming from. So here also, he doesn't know what he's saying amen to. Now, Rashi and Taisa bring down that the case of Alexander Shal Mitzrayim, that was such a huge shul that they could not hear the bracha. They used to wave sudrim and to indicate to the people when to say amen. But the distinction they make is there, you know, they knew what bracha was being made. They knew what they were saying amen, on which bracha they were saying amen. That's not called amen yisayma. However, if this person's saying random amen, he doesn't know what bracha is being said. He doesn't know what he's saying amen to. That's called an amen yisayma. V'lo yizrek bracha mipiv, and he shouldn't just say quickly to be yaitza, throw it out of his mouth. All of that is considered disrespectful. If a person is disrespectful, amen, you're praising Rabbeinu Shalom. If he's disrespectful in the way he says amen, then you banav yisaimen, and then punishment for that is mida keneged mida. His children will be same. Chatufa it chatfu yomav. If he snatches away the amen, his mida keneged mida. If he does it, is disrespectful, his life will be, his days will be snatched away. Ketufa ikatfu yomav. He cuts off the amen, doesn't pronounce it fully, then the life will be cut off. But on the other hand, if a person says the amen properly, now we don't mean in this context he says it more longer than he should, so, and it's misconstrued the pronunciation, therefore it's not a proper amen. We mean marach, he says it properly, fully, not excessively, but he says it fully and pronounced properly with the proper kavona, marech lo yamu shnaisa mida keneged mina, he will be granted long life. Rav Shmuel, Avi Yossi b'suda, also they were sitting at a suda, so they were finished the suda, and also Rav Simi bar Chia, Avi Kemesar v'achli, he was rushing to join them that he can, so that he can join them for mezumin, for benching. Omrei Rav, my dad, chalitz ruf badan, why are you rushing? You think that you can join us now for benching? Anan achil nalan, we already finished eating, how can you join us for benching? Amar le Shmuel, but Shmuel says, "Ilo maisli ardi loy v'goyz laba." They used to eat for at the end of the meal. Shmuel's custom was to eat mushrooms. He said, "If they would have brought for me mushrooms, I still would have eaten it. Or if they were for you, goyz laba pigeons, you still would have eaten it." So v'goyz loy laba miloy achilna, we would have eaten it. So therefore, the meal is not considered concluded, and therefore he can still join us and form the mezumin. Tell me to the Rav Havi Yasu B'Suda also, they tell me the Rav, they're sitting in a Suda, Al Rav Acha, Amen, Asa Gavar Rav, the Mevorachla. So Rav Acha came, they said, oh, there's a chosh of a person, a prominent person, he's the one that can bench for us, he should be the one to lead us in benching. Amar Lehu Mitzav Risa, the Gadol Mevorach. Do you think that the chosh one should bench? Ikar Hashem B'Suda, the Mevorach, the Balabayas, he's the one that should bench. But the Hilchasa Gorum Mevorach Avakav Dosal B'Soif, that the Choshuva one should bench, even if he comes at the end of the meal, he's the one that should be honored with benching. So returning to the Mishnah said that Shleisha Shachlu, three people ate together, then they make a mezumah. They have a chiyuv of zimun. Now the Mishnah says that even if what they ate Chayim Laf, and then he said Achal Demai. Then they have to bench. Then they have to make a mezumen. Mezamen alav. So we're going to go through now the Gemara, each segment of this Mishnah. What is it teaching us, and why is it so that if you eat all of these different types of foods, that there is a chiyuv of zimun? So the first one is achal demai. So demai is grain that's purchased from an amaretz. In Eretz Yisrael, the grains you have to have the hafrosh, the proper hafrosh of truma and meiser, and trumas meiser, meiser rishon, meiser sheni, meiser oni. You have to have all the proper separations that are given to the kahanim and the levim, etc. Demai, you purchase it from an amaretz, the Chacham Ruch Chayshesh, that he was not careful in being mafresh the truma. So it's a din de rabbanon, exer de rabbanon, if you're mafresh, if you buy from a amaretz, that you have to be mafresh the maestros. You have to be mafresh the maestros. Mishnah said that if he ate demai, that mezamnin. So the question is, why should it be mezamnin? Isn't this a machol sasuris? Isn't this, you're not mezamnin on things that which are osir. Being mezamnin is being mevorach Hashem. Ain't a mevorach elamenayitz. That's boitzeya berach neyetz Hashem. It's considered to be something that you're menayitz. It's an abomination. You're not praising Hashem by eating something that the Torah, that Hashem says you're not allowed to eat. And you're praising Hashem with that? So if demai is osir, how can we, on a suda, how can a person who ate that, how can we join with the zimun? So it's not permitted to him. How can he make a zimun? The more answers came. Our Tana is holding that the gzera on demai did not apply to a poor person. It was only a chashash. It really wasn't a suffix whether the true the maestros were given, because really roiv amaratzim mafrish, roiv amaratzim they're mafrish mafrishenei, they're mafrish the maestros, they separate the maestros. It's only a chashash, so it's a chumrah. They did not make this chumrah for a poor person, so therefore, it's not absolutely osur. So this concept that you're eating something which the Torah forbids, or even the chachamim, if they forbid it, if it's absolutely forbidden, you cannot make a bracha. But this is a din derabanan, which, and it's not absolutely forbidden. In certain circumstances, it's mutar, and therefore it does not go into this category of Beitzei Berach Nietz Hashem. You can still praise Hashem with it because it's not absolutely forbidden. How is it mutar? So came the boy mafker lelenichse. If his mafker is nechasa, he relinquishes ownership on his nechasa. He says they're hafker. So now he's a poor person. Now he's a poor person, and now he's allowed to eat it. This non machil mes anim demai. You can give anim demai v'shachsonim demai, or also achsenoi, that the soldiers that were traveling from city to city, then they were not machmir on them, and they could be given demai. However, our Tana is not going like Beis Shammai, and he holds that it's mutar in these circumstances, so it's not absolutely forbidden, and therefore, mizamnin, you can be mizamnin. Another category that the Mishnah mentions is Maisa Rishon Shenitl Trumos. Maisa Rishon, so when you have the grain, the first thing that you separate is the Truma, Truma Gedoyla, which is given. The meat of Bainan is, the middle measure is a 50th, 2%, it's given to a kohen. After that, 10% of the remainder is given to the Levi. So the Mishnah says, the Maisa Rishon, where Truma was taken off. Well, if the Maisa Rishon, where Truma was taken off, then it would seem to be that it's like regular grain, it's mutar. So what's the Chiddush that you're mizana? Frankly, more pshita. So this should be a pasha. The more answers lo tzricha lo shekdim v'shi balin v'hifish v'mena trumas ma'isa v'lo hifish v'mena truma gedoyla. The case that we're talking over here and the chiddush over here is avada if truma gedoyla was taken and now the trumas ma'isa is taken, it's mutar. The din is first truma has to be given to the kain. Then a tenth, 10% is given to the Levi, and from that, the Levi gives 10% Trumas Meiser, which is given to the Kain. The Chiddush over here is that before it was processed, before the grain was processed, it still was in the Shibolim stage, it was in the stalks. If the person, the owner, did not give the Trumas Gedoyla, he did not yet give the percentage to the Kain. Now, he gave 10% to the Levi. Now, the Levi was mafresh, his trumas meiser, he gave 10% of that to the kain. But what's missing from this whole calculation, what's missing from this sequence is the original truma, which was not given to the kain. The chiddush was that if the owner skipped over that truma and did not give it to the kain, he does not have to give it to the kain. The Levi doesn't have to give it to the kain. And now it becomes mutar and you can be mezamen. So this is a big chiddush, that even though lemaisa, in fact, in this case, the truma gedoyla was not separated, was not given to the kohen, it's still mutar and you can be mezamin. Like we learned that if you have shekdima b'shibolim, v'hifrish mena trumas meiser, so the meiser was given to the Levi, truma was not given, the Levi was mafish trumas meiser, v'lo yifish mena trum gedoy, look at Rav Avoh, dama Rav Avoh, amreish lokish, meiser rishon, sheik dima b'shibolim. If meiser, you're maktim b'shibolim, before giving the truma, you gave the meiser rishon in potter mitruma gedoyla. The truma gedoyla does not have to be given anymore. Shenem arvari meiser mena trumas Hashem, meiser mena meiser. It says that the Levi, his obligation is to give Meiser mina Meiser. From his Meiser Rishon, from that 10% that he received, he has to give 10% to the kohen. Meiser mina Trumas Meiser he has to give. Meiser mina Meiser, Martelach, v'lo Trum Gedoyla, Trumas Meiser mina Meiser. But he has no obligation of giving Trum Gedoyla. So over here, even though Trum Gedoyla was in fact not given, you can still make him a Zumin, it's still Mutter, and you can be Mezamin. If that's the case, and we're making this drasha, well, why do you say dafke b'shibarlam if it's in the stalks? Maybe even if it's processed, it's in the kri, it's processed in the kri, and when it's smoothened out in the container, and now after the processing of the winnowing and threshing, winnowing, etc., it's now smoothened out in the kri. Maybe in that case as well, if the owner skipped over the Trum Gedolah, he gave 10% to the Levi, perhaps there also we say there is no obligation of Trum Gedolah. Amalei, no, he says, no. Amalei, Alech Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, Mikol Masrei Seichem Tarimu. You have to give from all of them. So here's a riboy. Now the first pasuk says ma'aser min ha'ma'aser. It's only ma'aser min ha'ma'aser. But here it says mikol ma'aser seichem. From all of the ma'asers, you the Levi have to give truma tarima. So therefore, there is an obligation over here. Umar Reis, why do we make this distinction? Hayitgin v'lo yayitgin. The right of the kohen to the truma, where he has the rights to it, is only after the processing. It's reishis degoncha, when it's called grain, reishis degoncha, when it's processed, then the kohen has the right. So in this latter case, after the grain has been processed already, the fact that the owner didn't give truma is not a reason not to say that truma doesn't have to be given. The kohen already has his right, has a vested right over here. So therefore, even if the owner skipped over the truma, he gave meiser Rishon to the Levi has to give Truma Gedoyla and Meiser, Truma's Meiser. Mikol Maser Seich. But in the case of Shibarlim, the Kohen doesn't have a vested right yet. So there we have the principle we say, Meiser Min HaMeiser, but not Truma, and not Truma and Truma's Meiser. And therefore, the Mishnah is telling us that in a case where in Shibarlim stage, in the stage where before was processed, if Truma Gedolah was not given, it's still considered mutter and mezamnin.